everybody. This is Ron Amatron. We're here to have another wonderful program. And this is the Monday show. And it is the 17th of October, 2011. And by next weekend, we've already been through the New Life Expo. So New Life Expo will be the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. So hopefully a week from now, I'll be talking to you and have many new faces on the BBS program and on the fast chat, so we'll see what happens. Today's show, we'll just talk about whatever. I can talk about clones if you want to know about clones. I'm getting a lot of input on that, about how they take people out. And somehow the memory is stored in your bones, blood system. And maybe the bones stay here for some way, somehow, for some reason, and they pop a clone in your body, and it forms around the bones. And then you come back at some point, hopefully more than once a day, and then you're real. And I guess the bones will say store the records of what was taking place during that process. And then from the bones, it goes into your blood, so your whole body becomes conscious of what was happening. I've done this little experiment a few times here back in New York, where I've actually taken people sitting, and I would figure out how many clones they had, like on base, we'll say, you know, on the different timelines that are ready to come in. And some people had maybe half a dozen of them, so I'd take out a half a dozen clones, take them in and out, you know, and you'd see the body kind of change and jerk. Hair color would change a little bit, a little waviness around the person, kind of like you'd see on hot asphalt. And then at the very end, I'd put the real person in there, and they would look different. So I'll be doing that during the expo here coming up, I think during my lectures, get some volunteers who like to be real, and we'll see what happens here. So I'll turn it over to Annika here. Might be some questions on the fast chat, fast track, which it is too. So anyway, back to you, Annika. We can have callers today too.
All right. So the call-in numbers are under station one. Says it's Monday today, so you will see that underneath the fast chat, or go to BBS. Station 1, bbsradio.com, station 1, and you will see the call-in numbers for that. So I don't actually see any questions. I see a lot of people wanting to go to the expo, and that's wonderful. And hopefully you can all meet each other, and of course you're going to have a wonderful time anyway. And Ron will be at booth 223 in New York, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at the New Life Expo. And the Light Infusion Healing Chamber will be there, and some other lectures and that sort of thing. Do you want to talk more about that, what you're actually doing, for someone who doesn't know what that is, Ron?
We'll have our monitors up for some free healing samples to show people what it's like to have these, say, negative energies released from them. And these energies, what would it be like, heartache, a mental clearing, pain, mental, emotional, and feeling, I believe. And then we put them back on their body properly, clearing. So it's a very nice clearing. It takes about maybe 6 minutes to do. And most people feel better. And then there are ones that naturally don't feel a thing, probably because they're not present. Or they just don't feel body energies, and that's okay too. But, you know, you want to be in your body for clearings and healings. Otherwise, if you're not home and maybe a clone's with you, then that could be why you're not receiving your healing either. There's no body energy there. And it can take on your pain and everything else. Remember, they just replicate the real physical body. So that brings up a whole new can of worms, you know. Can a clone be injured out there and bringing it back to your real, to your bone structure, and you can be feeling all this stuff from a clone, and it's not even you? So this could be a very interesting show, you know, and about different types of healings and stuff. So I think we had a beep. I'm not sure. Do you hear a beep, Annika?
I did, yeah. Do we have a caller out there?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Annika. Hi, Ron.
Hi there.
Oh.
Hi. So, Ron, I'm working today on my digestion, on the ganglia, the nerves to the gallbladder, and also the pancreas for digestion. Could I get a healing for that, please?
Okay. So we'll just do this one here for Larry. And then also,
it's
anyone
acid
else
reflux.
Has a particular situation, just think of it right now. We'll just see how this will work. But I'm first going to release the energy of the emotion that might be causing that. So we'll have to try to look at that here. Here we go. So one, oh boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So hopefully that helped you, Larry, and everyone else.
Okay, great.
With...
Thank you, Ron. It feels very peaceful now.
Hey, great.
All right. So thank you. And there was a few comments just about what you were talking about, the clones. So just before we leave that subject, so I see here from Janice was saying, so are the clones destroyed after that, Ron, that process you were talking about right before the caller here?
Yes, I do take them out. Yeah, they are destroyed instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Means that if you only had a dozen clones and we happen to find them, I'm sure we have much more than that, but they would be gone, so they're not going to come back and haunt you on the parallel lifetimes. And we've been doing these clearings for a long time, knowing that they are clones that come into us, and so we're just going a little deeper now with the situations of having clones, so it's very, very good.
Mm.
Remember, if you... If you're not home, remember, we've always, at least I've always assumed and told people about the clearings that you need to be in your body, you know, to have, you know, a healing. And if you're not home, you know, what's the conduit for the healing, you know, of yourself, you know, if you're not there? And then I saw something from Annika up on the... You want to read that, Annika? Maybe it was a previous question or something. I just saw it briefly as I was just getting on the air here. Something about healings or something with codes or something?
Oh, if you can share your healing codes with a friend. That's what I saw. Amy or Annie was asking something. Let's see here. She was asking, can I use my healing codes for a friend?
Okay. Boy. Yeah, if you pay for that friend, remember, when you go online and you pay for a healing with PayPal or you work through me, either way it's the same, but we'll just assume you're going online and you get the code sent to you from PayPal, that's only designed for you, for one person. Now, sometimes the codes are the same, but you have to go back in and pay for it. So... I'll just take the negative aspect of that. So let's just say that you got an emotional clearing and you wanted to give it to maybe a friend of yours. Well, they could go online and they could use the code, but they're not connected to the light ship. It means that you're now having the light of the darkness fabricate a copy, just like the clones would be of you, the light ship, and you would be having a clearing by the light of the darkness. And it gets, I never really figured people, you know, would do that. Hopefully they're not doing that. But if they are, then whoever those codes were given to, you know, that'd be a big problem because the light chip is not working with them whatsoever, even though you're on the website. So you definitely want to pay for the clearing. And I would figure if that happened to you, especially like with the barcode clearings and stuff, you might have tons of barcodes put on than what you initially had before and maybe need some other additional clearing because it could be probably pretty awful as they would know that you're attempting to get their main control off of you and they may put a lot more on you. So, but basically, that's probably the answer. If you pay for it, fine, it could be the same code that you have, but you have to pay for it to be connected to the light chip in order to have the healing codes work for you with the light chip. Otherwise, it will be the light of the darkness doing clearings on you. And I mentioned this before in other programs. Maybe I wasn't that exacting, but that's kind of what I think she's probably asking to do. So, yeah, if the code is the same, it will work as long as you pay for it. Yes, that's perfectly fine. So you could, you know, just send a code out to somebody. You can even pay for it yourself and put their name in as the one having that clearing. But passing it on to other people to give them a call because they can go into the website and do the clearing. It may not even be the creation website that you're on, because the darkness can stop time and change everything. And there's no link to that. Plus, your spirit's going to automatically know if you paid for it or not. And your spirit is not going to want to go along with the program because it will see darkness coming to you, and it will leave you anyway. So that's kind of, I guess, the answer that I could give you. So I guess back to you, Annika.
Okay. So I don't know. I thought I heard a beep there.
I think there was one a little bit ago.
Yeah. Maybe we have another caller.
I'm on the line.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
hi,
we can hear you.
My name's Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
My name is Shannon. Hi, how are you, you guys?
Good.
Good.
I have a couple of questions. My first one is that I had an abduction barcode removal clearing a while back. Well, you know, not a while back, but maybe a few months back. And last night I had a dream that I got a job because I've been trying to find a job without any luck. But I had a dream that I had a job. And if you have dreams and those are bleed through from parallel lives, isn't that the result of an abduction?
Yeah. Dreams mean that you have been abducted, yes. And also dreams mean
because
that you
I,
are.
Because I was trying to understand this.
Yeah, parallel lives.
If I had them.
Go ahead. Parallel life and an abduction, you have to be abducted first to experience a parallel life. And the dreams come to you probably more of bleed-through from the parallel lifetime. So it just happens to be probably much closer to you or maybe more impactful or something. And the dream will come to you, typically I'd say maybe by accident, what you're experiencing on a parallel lifetime.
If I had this barcode removal before I start looking for a job and I dreamt that I got a job, I mean, I was just trying to understand how the abduction barcode works then. So I was a little confused.
Okay, the abduction barcode helps to keep the utes, that's what we call them, unwanted universal travelers, okay, off of you as much as possible. Because your body, it works with the body, and the body does have abduction barcodes put on it at your birth, so it will take those off of you. Can't guarantee it'll eliminate all of the more previous times that they abduct you, but it does take the ones off that they set up for you upon your birth and your natal chart.
Okay. And may I ask a second question? It's a little less complicated.
Okay, it's fine. Go ahead.
It ties into what you were just talking about. I have done several clearings, and I don't feel like I'm in touch with my spirit. What can you tell me about that?
Okay, well, let's do a clone clearing.
I hope I'm not a clone. What?
Well, okay, let me rephrase this.
I don't want to be a clone.
But there are clones that are here as clones, okay? 100%. They are a cloned life form. And as the clone starts to get older in age, they will bring forth a replica of that clone, an identical-looking clone, but maybe it'll have it'll be ageless, okay? Now, so that is a whole different area of the cloned world. The clones we're talking about is when they make a replica of you, and they take your human body off-planet somewhere else in the Beyondo, and they replace you with a replica of you, which would be a clone. So, I'm going to do a clearing here for everybody. Some people have as little as maybe one or two, which might be with you right now, or it may not be. Some have about 12. So these are kind of all like standing, you know, waiting to come in to have an experience. Now remember, each clone could be from a different alien race. And maybe there's a clone store, and they all go in there and buy a clone of you. So you see big aliens and little aliens and fat aliens and short aliens giving their money out to the clone store, okay, and they're buying a piece of you. So here we go. Let's take away the first clone and just kind of see how you feel. So first one's gone. Now that's replaced by another one. Next one's gone. Some people might be fine right now, okay, bound to go up to 12. Next one gone. Now, okay, I'm going to bring in the human part now. And here we go. And your human energy is coming back to you. Here, this is you. There, you're here. Now, if you have more clones in line, you're probably not going to come in. So here we go. Next one gone. 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 I got to do about five more. Next one gone. 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 Now we're going to bring you in. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, how do you feel? Feel a little more connected to your body?
I feel really hot. Like I'm having a hot flash.
Good. So you're really here now. This
well,
is you. Now
good.
You might see, you might actually have a sense of better eyesight. And you might have, maybe your senses, they're actually more alert than what they were before. Maybe you can hear a little better. Maybe your hair may have changed color slightly. You know, it's hard for you to observe yourself because each time you're observing yourself, if it's a clone body, it's going to just remember, you know, what it was before typically, and it may not be able to see the differences because once that clone is gone, then the new clone comes in and it knows what that looks like. So it's not going to necessarily keep the same information from a few clones before, okay?
I do a mind-to-heart drop often so I can connect, make that spirit connection, but sometimes I wonder if my spirit is even paying attention.
Yeah, well, it's possible, yeah, it could be possible that a clone could be in you, and doing the mind-to-heart drop, you know, is a good thing to do, and maybe it doesn't know what you're doing, but you're doing the exercise, okay? And let's do the mind-to-heart drop right now for everybody. So here you go, counting from 10 to 1 backwards. So dropping your thoughts into your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. There we go. How do you feel?
How do you feel,
peaceful?
Shannon?
Peaceful. Very peaceful. Could you give us some hints on how I can and all the listeners can, you know, rein in our spirit more? Mo better?
I'm working on that. I'm working on is to have a clearing that will release clones from people so that you can be human again.
Oh, wonderful.
That's what I'm working on right now. This is the last couple shows here. I've been working on that. So this is just hot off the press right now.
Wonderful. I don't want to be a clone. I don't think anybody else does either. Thank you guys so much. Love you guys.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
All right, let's see what else I can find on here. I saw someone else asking a similar question to what Shannon started talking about with the dreaming and doing a lot. So I think it was Mika, and now it's moved off my screen here. But about, here it is. Have been doing the time space crashes and dreaming of parallel lives. So is that common?
I don't know if it's common or not, but that means that they're probably being alerted that you're taking off of these parallel lives. You might actually be seeing that parallel life that you're being taken off of. Well, that, to me, would probably be a good thing. So you may want to do a timeline crash for that dream of what you're having. So you might be seeing yourself coming off of the parallel life, which is very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
And
all
then
right.
I would timeline crash for that particular dream that you have.
Yeah, Mika says, it doesn't feel negative. I'm just observing things. So that's kind of interesting. And Tony was asking about bones. Why do the bones hold memory from Akashic records? And how do other species get imprinted in our bone memory?
I guess a simple answer would be that, you know, everything that you experience gets imprinted into your bones, into your blood system, and that goes into your DNA. There's probably another answer that I don't have yet that would be more technical.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm still researching this here. And what's the second part to the question or the first part?
The second was, how do other species get imprinted in our bones and the bone memory?
Other species? Well, I think that would indicate how do, like, shapeshifters get put into us. That would be another species.
Uh-huh.
Probably what I think they're talking about, other life forms in our body. Just got a couple of YouTube things where I saw the aliens actually inside of people, and that was quite interesting. So parasitic life form that we remove from people. So that's a good validation that they do, that they can't see them now, or they could see them. It's supposed to be from NASA or something like that. I'm sure that machine is not available through any, shopping cart someplace. But they have that technology. When it was created, I don't know, but Tesla was supposedly involved with it or made it. So anyway, feel like a copy paste on us for anything. Remember, that's what they do, is like do a copy paste, take you out and paste in a replica of you. When they stop the timeline, when everybody else has stopped also, then they start the timeline up over again, and that's the way it works. So that's the problem that we have here, is that we're not in control of time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not supposed to be in control of time, because we're living in a time-based reality. So time is what we live in. When you're in your heart center, in the true, now energy, there's no such thing as that. It doesn't exist. And so we're always dealing with time. Time-based here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just saw a few comments here. Susan says, definitely feel more present. So I just wanted to let you know that people are commenting on that clearing you did with the different clones in us. Marcus says, more alert, awake, more awake for me. So, yeah, a lot of good questions there. And Ed was asking, how many clone factories are left?
Good question.
Good question.
Right now, I don't know. I honestly, right now, don't know.
Okay. So, I think I actually heard a beep. I don't know. Is somebody waiting on the line there? Okay, maybe I did not hear a beep.
Yeah, there's someone. There's someone.
Oh, there's someone call. There. Hello.
Hi, it's Lisa. Good evening, Ron, Annika.
Hi, good evening to you.
Hi.
Okay. I have a question about an observation I'm making about myself.
Okay.
What causes someone to be a pack rat? Like, just can't throw stuff out and just, you know.
Where
do you think that comes from? Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
It's definitely, we'll say, energetic, okay? So one thing is maybe you value the creativity in what's made, okay? So that could be one thing. I don't necessarily think it's from lack of wanting everything. I just think maybe it's probably the basic underlying thing of liking the creativity. So driving to go to the airport, I saw a truck with smashed cars on it. And I saw that, and I really felt sad because the cars have spirits. And, as the material is from the earth, so it has to have a spirit typically in the car from, the parts. And here these poor things probably just got discarded, and they were probably high value when they were new, and now they're just the price of metal. And kind of a lot of sadness there, seeing this beautiful creativity, being thrown away. So I'm not going to go out and collect the junk, metal cars, that's squashed, but that could be what it is. Maybe just seeing the creativity in things, and you kind of like that a lot. And maybe you're a very creative person because you understand creativity.
So
how does that sound?
That actually is so accurate, Ron, that I am like sitting here amazed I'm just amazed that you would even say it like that, because that's exactly what's happening. Okay, so what do you do? What can you do about it when it becomes, I don't want to say it becomes a problem, but it definitely is something that needs to be resolved when you're running out of space and you really need your space clear.
Let's just say that saw something on TV where a person was younger and they really had a fondness for maybe antiques, so they would buy all these antiques. And they had their house full of antiques and their garage full of antiques, and they really couldn't get rid of it because they liked the antiques. Well, it's very possible that maybe they're relating to, maybe from a past life, possibly, where the body likes those antiques because it lived genetically in love things, maybe that the body that you're from genetically had lots of money, maybe, and they had this collection of all these wonderful things, maybe, I don't know. And so what you could do is just look at it and take the energy off of each piece, because you're getting it energetically for some reason. And just ask
all right.
each piece what it's doing for you, why you have it, what it needs to give you to help yourself out. So that you can release it to someone else who may have maybe the same problem that you have.
So, and you can
probably also do the the cording disconnection and have that for objects. That would also more than likely help out too. Object cording disconnection, because people do have that energetic cording of things. But I think overall, I think it is the people seeing the value in something here, where other people don't see the value in what it is.
Okay, that helps a lot. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, thank you. And I actually heard another beep, so maybe we have another caller waiting in the sideline there. Hello? Somebody out there? Okay, maybe they hung up again or something. So over to some more questions. I saw George Johnson, who's down in beautiful Sydney, Australia there, good morning, has a friend listening in today. So he was asking if you could maybe explain a little of exactly why you are here on Earth, Ron, with the Creation Light Ship?
Hey, I just came back to help people for ascension. And so your friend any, you know, one-time listeners here, this show probably is pretty far out for them about clones. So we're like, getting our PhD now. And you may need to get your feet wet a little bit, but it can be a little far out for people. That's why I say it's good to listen to some of the archives, you know, maybe a half a dozen or so to kind of catch on. But the light ship comes here once every, 2,000 years. It came here last time with Jesus. And it was here to teach people how to do the ascension. And the teaching is actually your spirit already knows how to ascend. You know, so it knows that it needs to be in your body if it wishes to take the body with. And so you need clearings in order to get the body less dense. Now, if we're all little babies, we'd all be doing the ascension because our DNA was not activated with different issues. So as we get our DNA more activated, then we have the problems of judgment coming up in our life, and we're using the judgment all the time rather than discernment. So you can be in non-judgment and using discernment versus judging all the time, and the judgment brings in the negativity through the emotional body, and from there that emotional body will actually kill you at some point because of the psychic attacks and the judgments. So we have many energetic bodies around us that we cannot see and through us, and these are like storage tanks for this negativity of psychic attacks. And once they get filled up, then we have problems. So when anybody sends you a thought form of any type, your body can never use that because it's not at the same frequency that your body needs. And even if it is good and well, you know, placed intentions, it's still not going to help you. And your body will see it as a psychic attack, and it will actually get harmed by it. That's why the Earth Spirit put these bodies with us. And just because of that, remember, when you're in a planet of light, these bodies don't exist. So your body is very pure. Whatever you choose to materialize with your spirit, it's perfectly clear, perfect, and is ready to do the ascension all the time, much like a baby is. But as you start understanding, yes, no, stop, go, things like this here, left and right, then you have judgment. And we need that down here naturally because, not that we really need it, but we need it now because we have to know how to live life here. You don't want to go out on the freeway or put a baby out in the freeway. You know, eventually it's not going to be a baby any longer. So, so we're doing now is helping you to get rid of your densities, your judgments, whatever word you want to use there, your baggage, your storylines, and that's done through the emotional clearing. That one gets rid of a lot of that stored stuff inside of you so you can start living a better life. But it's all about ascension. And ascension can be taking your spirit with you and or your body or both together. So we actually have three ways we can do the ascension process. So I'm here to help you to facilitate that from source energy. Back to you.
All right. And a lot of information is on the website. It's a great place to go and read up on things, which is it's www.creationlightship.com. I also got another question on through my email, and it has to do a little bit about the light beings and what actually created light beings. So what is there a creator before CLS?
No. The energy of that formed the light ship, we'll call it. It formed a way to create everything. And it has to have, in a sense, a facility, much like any kind of manufacturing place on the planet here. It needs to have a way to materialize or create everything that someone would need, which would be a spirit, to manifest something. So everything has to come out of nothing to go into the physical. And there are spiritual blueprints there, which the spirits use to create things. And that's kind of the way it works. Everything in like on the Earth will have a spiritual blueprint of the original piece of that, And you can go back, if you're a spirit, as far as you wish to go with the earth, with the earth itself, and to see what type of life forms are here. That's all available. So it's not necessarily the Akashic records. That's more of the darkness energies of what's here, although it still could be valid. But on the light ship, everything that's created from light is on that. And it goes back to the beginning of light. So mm-hmm. everything created from light is on the light ship from the get-go to where we are now.
So basically, there's not one creator. It's just an energy from the beginning.
Yes,
or
uh-huh.
that is the creation light ship energy that we work with, which is heart-based peace energy, right? Could that be okay?
Yeah. In a sense, there are 12 source energies that created everything, and everything
yeah.
has a piece of that in it. So you really can't look at each one typically separately. I can bring them in if you wish to feel those. I can do that right now for everybody. So
sounds good.
Let me see if 12 minutes. Yeah, I'll do them for 1 minute apiece here. Let me get my clock up on the computer here. So you're going to be able to experience what made you. And this is source energy number one. Here it comes. So one, I'll count to five for each one. Two, three, four, and five. Okay. I want to just sit back, relax, close your eyes, and one of these for about 1 minute here. About a half a minute more to go here. To talk a little bit so we don't have BBS think that we're off the air here.
All right.
Each one of these, to me, feel identical. For you people, they might feel slightly different because maybe some of that energy of source energy is diluted from you through the negativity, judgments, etc. Here's number two, source energy. One, two, three, four, and five. The actor was asking about his body doing changes and stuff. That's because through the clone healing, his real body's here now, and his spirit's able to heal him. That's the reason why he's probably feeling body sensations. Have been here for a long time. Hard to say. And where was your body when it wasn't here? And what were they doing to it? That's the Utes, the unwanted universal travelers. And we don't normally have the answer for that question. Resource energy coming. One, two, three, four, and five.
I see some comments on there, Ron.
I'm a stop for me.
Yeah, it really feels so peaceful.
Yep. Always is stop, but I have to put my foot into time to be able to do these shows here, so. Hey, here we go. Number four energy. One, two, three, four, and five. That's kind of asking, why did Source create beings to create us? Well, it's just part of the creative process. A long answer, but that's kind of the nuts and bolts of it there.
Very creative source energies.
Source energy number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. On today, there's probably no remembrance of what happened today for everybody. How is in the now? How does it bring back memories of judgment? Source energy number 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yet, I don't know what I was saying. I'm in the moment. He says, can you, I guess his line got cut off. Can you repeat? Can you repeat, Annika?
Oh, my. I don't know if I can.
Yeah, the energies that were created by Source, since it's all the same medium of creation, the energies above us, which we'll call the Utes, could very well create us, and from the original source creation of themselves, but they can alter that. That's what happened here. Here we go. So, energy number 7, source energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Started off with the mind to heart drop, and as you're in your heart more, this is how you feel. Centered, and this is why I mentioned if you do this process a lot and you feel very peaceful, you will lose track of time. It's an automatic process. A planner so that you can function in time. Otherwise, you will be out of time and not knowing how much time has passed. Our number 7 energy right now. Going into number 8. Eighth number 8, source energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Notice nothing around you will connect to you or cord you. Each particular thing that you look at will be in their own space, not attached to anything else. So again, number 9, source energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, next energy. 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And source energy number 12, the last one. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everyone. I'll turn it back over to Annika. So are you there, Annika?
Oh, my. I'm sleeping over here. So Shannon said, no thoughts here. Susan said, would you say source energy is feeling a real spirit?
Yeah, that's who you really are, yes. That would be correct. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So will this work on the archive if somebody's listening to this on the archive?
Yeah, it should work on the archives, yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're actually coming up to the end of the show here. So,
time.
Yeah, it's that time again. So we are going to be back on Wednesday and Friday, and there's going to be no Q&A on Friday since Ron is at the expo in New York. So for those of you that are close to that, you can go and enjoy the light infusion chamber and see Ron. Again, at Booth 223, New Life Expo, and that's October 21 till 23 in New York City. And you will be at the, is that at the New Yorker Hotel, Ron?
Yes, it is. And if anybody would like to send me a picture, I can put you into the chamber for the unlimited usage for $100. And I would even have an email, naturally, because I'm in New York now. So just send me an email with your picture and use PayPal, go in there, and I'll print the picture out and put you in the chamber for all the sessions that we do. So, blessings to all of you. Good evening, everybody.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, everyone.
Welcome. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
blessings.